Parental advisory warning. This program contains This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King, the penultimate episode of Vinland Radio, and I'm joined by my good friend. Introduce yourself.
Dr. Gore. Hello, everybody. How's it going today?
This is it. We're in the final two episodes. This one is going to be a little special. We're going to count down our favorite cover songs and, just talk about them a little, tell some stories on why they are our favorites.
Yeah, it's going to be a great episode, and we are going to start it off with the mighty Metallica, with their... Off of, was it originally off their Garage Inc? Or what?
No, it was a B-side to Sad But True. So kind of hard to find back in the day. I remember the first time I heard it and kind of blew my mind, and I wasn't aware of the original song. We're talking about So What.
Yeah, I still, to this day, have not heard the original song.
It's by Anti Nowhere League, punk band out of the UK. It sort of became their theme song. There's a great documentary on Anti Nowhere League on Amazon Prime. Yeah, you can check it out. They play the song a lot. I don't know. Well, this is one of your picks, but I have something to say about it because our band covered it.
Yeah, I was going to say the main reason that I picked this song is because we did indeed cover this. We played it at the Loud as Hell Festival.
Here's the idea, right? I figured this would be a great song. It's a dirty song. It'd be awesome in bars. That's how I envisioned it, about drunken people yelling curse words and having a lot of fun. And then we got to play it Loud as Hell, and we were playing at noon, and I said, I don't want to play this song in front of kids. And everyone in the band called me a pussy. I was like, man, I don't want to say I sucked an old man's cock in front of children. But the guys kind of convinced me to play it, so I was like, all right, I'm going to...
I had the worst lines for the worst line for that song.
Yeah, but you growled yours, so maybe they wouldn't understand it. I was right out there in front. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll do it. Or maybe, I don't know, we'll just play it by ear. I got up on stage, and the first thing I saw was a mom and two young children right in front. And I was like, oh no. And then she turned her back, and written on the back of her shirt was "fuck pussy metal." So I was like, "Yeah, no, screw it, we're doing it."
So fucking what? Let's just do it. All right. Well, this is Metallica with "So Fucking What," right here
on Vinland Radio.
So fucking what? And I've been to Brighton, I've been to Eastbourne too. So what? So what? And I've been here, I've been there, I've been every fucking where. So what? So what? So what? So what? You boring little cunt. Well, who cares? Who cares? You do. Yeah, who cares? I've even sucked in all
to do.
The mighty Judas Priest right there with their cover of the Green Menelishi with the two-pronged crown. That was my pick.
Why did you pick this song,
Why did
Mark?
I pick this song? All right, well, a big Judas Priest fan. I'm also a big Fleetwood Mac fan. Fleetwood Mac were the band that originally did it way back in 1970. Huge Peter Green fan. But before I was a Peter Green fan, I was a Judas Priest fan when I was a kid. And this was on the Hellbent for Leather album. And I had no idea it was a cover song for a very long time. I knew who Fleetwood Mac were, but they didn't play Green Menelishi on the radio, that's for sure. They played Shit Off Rumors. I thought Fleetwood Mac was this shitty 70s pop band. I didn't know they were a great fucking blues group.
Yeah, my father was the one that turned me on to Fleetwood Mac and their early stuff when they were a fantastic blues band. But from the Green Menelishi to the Great Iron Maiden, we are going to do a cover of Iron Maiden's Hallowed Be Thy Name, released on Cradle of Filth's Cruelty Broth the Orchids.
And now, originally on Maiden's Number of the Beast in 1982.
Yes, what are your thoughts on this cover, Mark?
Yeah, it's a good cover. I mean, I'm a huge Cradle of Filth fan. I really... I'm wondering why you picked this one. I mean, I like the song fine. I'm a bigger Iron Maiden fan than I'm a Cradle of Filth fan, that's for sure. But yeah, why did you pick Cradle of Filth doing this one?
Well, I think they did an excellent take on it for sure, and I think it has a lot more evil atmosphere than the original, and Cradle of Filth just does the song a lot of justice. If you can, of course, get over Danny's vocals.
See, I'm one of those guys that like Danny's vocals.
No, same here. But yeah, it's just some people can't look past it.
Yeah,
I think that's the main problem with a lot of heavy metal.
True. Like Danny definitely has a distinct voice, and that squeal he seems to overuse live.
That's so much talent to do that as a vocalist myself, and you as well. Like it's insanely hard to do pull off some of the kind of stuff that he does.
Yeah. I think he overindulges it a little bit. Although last time I saw him, they were fucking incredible. So, yeah. All right. Let's get to some Cradle of Filth covering Iron Maiden.
This is Hallowed Be Thy Name right here on Vinland Radio.
just a nice guy. Me, a nice guy.
Back in right there with the mighty Megadeth and their cover of Alice Cooper's No More Mr. Nice Guy. Well, this one is from the Shocker soundtrack, which is a movie I love and still have the cassette tape. I mean, we rolled around in the Gales of Avalon band van listening to that cassette a lot.
Yeah, the Shocker is a great movie too.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is fucking excellent. And this was also on Hidden Treasures, which yeah. is a great album.
Yes.
Featuring all of their, at that point, all their songs that were on soundtracks and that weren't particularly released on all the other albums.
Yeah, this one really, well, like Alice Cooper was my first like favorite musician, I believe, and still one of my top favorites. And at that point, I was getting into Megadeth because I started playing guitar, and they were just incredible. So to hear one of my new favorite bands at that time covering one of my all-time favorites was pretty awesome. I love jamming out to this song. The video is directed. The video. Have you seen the video? The video is just clips of fucking Shocker and Dave Mustaine. That's it. It's all like and a family or whatever. And I guess the kid in the family is supposed to be Dave. But it was directed by Penelope Spheres, from who directed Decline of Western Civilization Part 1, 2, and 3. And, Megadeth being a big part of number 2. I don't know. Just a killer fucking version.
Yeah, they do a very good job of it, for sure.
Okay, moving on to our next one. This is one of your picks, and this is pretty interesting. Dimmu.
Yeah, Dimmu Borgir doing Twisted Sister's Burn in Hell off of 2009's puritanical euphoric Misanthropia. This is pretty much a direct cover. They don't make a lot of changes in the song, except for, of course, the Shagrath vocal style.
Yeah.
But they have the Dee Snider style vocals built into the band to pull off the parts and have that nice call and return.
and I just think they do a great job.
All right. Now, I've never known you to be a Twisted Sister fan at all. I've never heard you about them.
When I first heard this song, I knew it was a cover, but like I didn't hear the... I heard the Demon Borgir version first. And I knew it was a cover, but I didn't know it was a Twisted Sister cover. And I don't know. I've gotten into some Twisted Sister, and after seeing that movie, you give them fucking hell of a lot of respect. Holy shit. But
yeah.
But yeah, I've just never really taken a deep dive into them.
All right, well, let's hear some Demu, shall we?
Let's.
It's Burning Hell, Demu Borgir, right here on
Vinland Radio.
It's up to you that you do will decide.
Testament right there with their cover of Nobody's Fault, Aerosmith original, from Aerosmith's Rocks 1976. This one, almost like a theme in this show, hearing a cover song, loving it, and not really knowing it's a cover or knowing where the hell it came from or hearing the original first. This is one of those, because I had Testament's New Order on cassette when I was a kid, and I just remember rolling around the driveway on skateboards trying to knock each other off listening to Testament cranked when we were little kids, and yeah, just love the song. Had no idea it was a cover. I ended up getting really big into Aerosmith in my later teen years, and like digging into all their back catalog and stuff like that, and you know, finally hearing Rocks and hearing the original, and just you know, Aerosmith right now are kind of, I don't know, a joke, I guess. But man, they were a killer 70s band. They had some great songs, really like big blues influence in there, and just wonderful fucking hard rock music. And obviously the guys in Testament thought that as well.
Yeah, and I mean, Chuck Billy doing Steven Tyler, that's a great combo, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done a few Aerosmith covers over the years. And yeah, this is an early one, their second album. And yeah, I just love it, I think. They could just kick some major ass. Okay, moving on to your pick. This is I want to hear the story behind this one, too.
Oh, up next we have God Gory with Princess of the Dawn, the off of the 1999 album and originally off of the Accept. I'm not sure what Accept album.
It was off the Accept's Restless and Wild, came out in 1982.
But God Gory does a wicked version of the song. And once again, it's pretty much a direct cover. They don't make a lot of changes, except they don't do the fun chanty, Princess, Princess, Princess of the Dawn.
And I was hoping we were going to keep going with it.
But they do a great job. The production value is just huge. And this is one of the songs that myself and a couple other people who will remain nameless, you used to just... We'd smoke a whole bunch of pot and listen to this and Gates of Ishtar and that Dimmu song and all these other classics that I still have not given up on. I still listen to them all the time.
See, I'm a huge Accept fan, so like I the original was always, I don't know, just meant a lot to me. I love that fucking song.
Yeah, this one, I had a hard choice. It was going to either be Princess of the Dawn or Defleshed doing... Curse of the Gods, and Deflesh is another one where I didn't know it was even a cover song. I just thought it was a Deflesh song.
Yeah.
Because it sounds just like their music. But anyways, we are going to go into some God Gory. This is Princess of the Dawn, right
princess,
here.
Princess, Princess of the Dawn. Princess, Princess, Princess of the Dawn.
Right here on Vinland Radio.
It's Saturn, Oberon, they're on the run, Titanian, Neptune, Titan, stars get frightened.
Finally, some Canadian music on the list right there. We just heard from Voivod and their cover of Pink Floyd's Astronomy Domine. Now, it's originally from Pink Floyd's Piper at the Gates of Dawn, which was released in 1967. This was my introduction to Voivod. It was a band that I never really heard much of, and I picked up the Power Hour Volume 2 cassette when I was a kid. Power Hour was a weekly television show on Much Music. Just played an hour worth of metal videos each week, and I had to beg my parents to let me stay up late enough to watch it. So that tells you how old I was when I was they had a compilation album came out, lots of killer songs on there, and this Voivod one was one of it. Once again, everyone knows who Pink Floyd is. I don't think a lot of people know Piper at the Gates of Dawn. It's their earlier stuff. You know, it has a huge, huge following, but it's not Dark Side of the Moon or The Wall or anything like that. But yeah, they were definitely a bit more experimentive, back then. And yeah, this cover, I don't know, it's off Voivod's Nothing Face album that came out in 89. But yeah, just kind of blew me away. The video is incredible too. There's these weird moving camera angles and it looks like the guys are kind of spinning. It just kind of freaked me out. I finally got to see Voivod, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And, I'm not a huge Voivod fan. I like Voivod. They're very important to Canadian metal. But yeah, I was there talking to my girlfriend, now wife, at the time, and I just stopped and ran to the front of the stage because they started playing Astronomy Domine. I was like, no, I've got to experience this right up front. And it was killer. Fucking loved it. Okay, moving on to your next pick.
My next pick is System of a Down covering Black Sabbath's Snowblind. And this is a great reimagining of the Black Sabbath staple. So much energy and originality in this cover. Released on the second Nativity in Black tribute album, this is probably one of my favorite cover songs. And that original Nativity in Black album was one of the albums that got me into heavy metal.
Oh, sweet. I was big into Black Sabbath by the time that came out. This is their tribute to cocaine. Even this album, I think it's volume 4 that it says in the credits there, a big thanks to the Coca-Cola company. So they wanted to thank all their dealers. There's this, I think it was when they were recording this album, and I've read two different accounts of this story, one from Ozzy's book and one from Tony Iommi's. And they both kind of mix up the characters, but they're in this like big giant mansion when they're recording this album. They're all staying in this giant mansion, and Bill Ward wanted to turn on the air conditioning or something like that. So it was buttons on the wall. He was hot. And Ozzy says it was Bill. Tony says it was Ozzy. They hit a button and then just go on about their business. And what this button was an automatic call to the police. So the police are... The police show up at the door, and these guys have got pounds and pounds of cocaine. And Ozzy starts freaking out and just runs into the bathroom. They're trying to throw it all down the fucking toilet, the pot and the cocaine, and it's coming back up, and they're just trying to snort and eat as much coke as they can. And then the cop comes to the door, and the maid answers and goes like, oh, like someone hit that call button. Is everything okay? He's like, oh, yeah, no, thought it was the air conditioning button. The cops didn't come in, didn't say anything, just left. Pounds of cocaine down the toilet.
No. Well, I mean, it's not like he... Was it Black Sabbath that had the humongous cocaine budget?
Yeah.
They worked a budget, like the budget into their touring or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, they did an insane amount of coke. All right, well, speaking of coke...
Yeah, let's get right to it. Off of the Nativity in Black... 2. This is System of a Down with Snowblind.
Right here on Vinland Radio.
Thank you. The snowflakes glisten on the tree. The sun no longer sets me free. I feel there's no place freezing me.
Machine. through. We look hard to see for real. Such things I hear, they don't make sense. I don't see much evidence.
Dane right there with Lucretia. My Reflection, his cover of the Sisters of Mercy track, came off Sister Mercy's Floodland album. Once again, this is one I have you ever even heard a Sisters of Mercy song?
Probably, but I didn't know it was that.
Goth band, 80s goth band. I was never a Sisters of Mercy fan. I had an ex-girlfriend that liked them a lot, but this is one of those that I heard it and just kind of blew me away. Just fell in love with the songs. Like, this is one of the best songs I've ever heard. That being said, I'm a huge World Dane fan, so just his voice killing it. It's been covered by several other metal bands too. Creator has covered this one in the past. Just kind of blew me away. It was released on his first solo album, The Praise to the War Machine, back in 2008. Just a killer version of the song. Just love that one. And unfortunately, you know, we lost World Dane back in 2017. I was so stoked to finally get to, like, he's been one of my favorite singers for a long time. I saw the Sanctuary's Future Tense video, and it's just this guy with this incredibly long blonde hair and just a massive voice. Just wow, kind of blew me away. And then they split up after that album and kind of forgot about him. And it wasn't until years later I heard a band called Nevermore. I was like, holy shit, that's the guy from fucking Sanctuary.
Yeah, World Dane is unmistakable. You cannot, once you hear his voice, you will, you know it's him.
Yeah.
No matter what it's singing, what he's singing, you know it's him.
Lucky enough to get to see him a few times live with Nevermore, and I was super stoked to see him perform with Sanctuary. Sanctuary's back together. They're going to be touring with Iced Earth, I believe, opening for Iced Earth. Had my tickets, super stoked, and then he passed away. So, yeah. Bummer. R.I.P. Mr. World Dane. Okay, let's move on to your next one. This one's an interesting one.
All right, next up we have Ghoul with a song off of their Maniacs album. This song is What a Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong classic.
Yeah, from 1967.
As King mentioned to me earlier this week, this song is obviously very inspired by the Joey Ramone version of the song.
Yeah, Joey Ramone released a cover of this posthumously on his first and only solo release that came out after he passed away in 2002. And yeah, this is musically, it's very similar.
Musically very similar, but the lyrics are rewritten by Ghoul and they are pretty hilarious. So I would definitely check that out. But I also wanted to pick this song because I wanted to end my picks with a positive note. And I know 2020 has been rough on everyone, but it's almost over. Like, we're almost at the end. It's been a tough go, but we will persevere through it. And I want to just take this time to say that if it's getting to be too much to anybody or for anybody mentally, don't be afraid to reach out to your friends or family. If it's becoming a major issue, seek help from a professional. We're all in this together. You're not alone. We need to help each other out to heal from this dumpster fire of a year.
Yeah, true. Good words.
So, with that said, let's go with some Ghoul. What a Wonderful World.
Right here on
Vinland Radio.
Darkest night, run!
Well, all right, we're back. This one was a request.
Let's both kind of take a try at it.
Okay, yeah, now I'm going to...
This has been a running gag.
Yeah, running gag. I can't pronounce the names of bands a lot. I remember someone came up to me in a bar one time, and she was like, yeah, I love that bit you do on Vinland Radio where you mispronounce the names. I was like, that bit. Yeah, that's a wonderful bit, isn't it? No, it's just
that,
like...
that bit is me being as cultured as a potato.
The band is called Eshtador?
Eshtador.
Eshtador, and this was the track was Burning Heart, which is a cover of Survivor... track comes from Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Rocky. You love Rocky IV? I love Rocky IV. It's where Rocky defeats communism with his fists and his face, I guess, getting punched off. Love that movie. It has a montage inside a montage. There's so many montages in that film. But yeah, the Brett requested this one a long time ago and just kind of got lost. We get a lot of emails from publicists and labels and stuff each week, so it just kind of got lost in the mix. And I figured it's our last cover episode, so I wanted to play that one for Brett. He's been a loyal listener to the show for a long time. So that one's for you, man. I hope you enjoyed it. And we're going to end it off with a cover, like we do absolutely every single week. And since Dr. Gore's been doing a countdown to the final episode, episode 666, I figured we'll end it with Norther. Taking on the Europe track. Final countdown.
Oh, yeah.
And until next week, guys.
See ya.